Al-Hussein ibn Sina, Part 3. The genius young man, Al-Hussein ibn Sina, excelled in the practice of medicine. Patients came from all quarters to his hospital, which he established in Bukhara. And people spread the word about Ibn Sina. He's a clever doctor.
Despite his young age, I have never seen anyone as good as him before.
He is a very moral man, and his dedication is impressive. He's very generous. He doesn't take money from the poor. And he treats him as if this patient gives him thousands of dinars. His reputation preceded him everywhere, both inside and outside of Bukhara. It has even reached the palace of Sultan Nur al-Samani. The palace where critical events were taking place. In this palace, particularly in Sultan Nur ibn Mansur al-Samani's room, something happened. Something that would grant Ibn Sina things that he has never planned. Have the doctors finished the examination yet? They are almost done, Master Mansur, but they refuse to let anyone in now. What do you mean? I'm Mansur ibn Nur, the Sultan's son. And I have the right to enter my father's room at any time I want.
Pardon me, Your Highness. These are the doctor's orders.
Wasn't it me who summoned them? All right. Perhaps they have a point. They know their job better. There's no need for me to warn you, guard. I don't want a single creature to know about the Sultan's illness. Do you understand?
Of course, Your Majesty.
Of course. The condition is serious indeed. We've tried much to know the cause of his illness, but it was of no use. I can't stand feeling helpless like this. There must be a solution. We're the most skillful doctors in Bukhara. I can hear you clearly. What you are saying is adding pain to my pain. We're trying to prescribe a medicine for you, Your Majesty, or at least a formulation that will relieve your pain. There is nothing that you offered me made me feel better. The pain killing me. Look for a solution for me immediately. Chief of the doctors, I've a suggestion that may help us to solve this problem. Hurry, say it. What is the solution?
Have you heard of Ibn Sina?
Ibn Sina? Yes, yes. That young man. But he's still young, and his experience in medicine practice is limited. What I heard is he is very clever, despite his young age. Can he be better than us, when we're the best doctors in Bukhara? We have an extensive experience in medicine. I think that it is necessary in our current situation to turn to anyone who may have skills, or else. Say no more. All right. Let Ibn Sina come. Let's see what this young man is capable of. Although I can't guarantee that Prince Mansur ibn Nur will like this idea. That is the situation, my friend. All right, I'll see what I can do. But first, there are some patients here who need to be examined. They've been waiting for a while. I'm telling you, the Sultan is ill. Yet you're concerned about the commoner patients? Does illness differentiate between rich and poor? Or between a sultan and a citizen? A doctor's duty is to help whoever seeks his help without thinking of his status or position. All humans matter for me. Their lives are precious, and their well-being is a responsibility. As you wish, Ibn Sina. You may go to the palace now, and I'll catch up with you when I'm done. I won't tell you again. Let's keep it a secret between us. Rest assured, peace be upon you. Allah's peace and mercy be upon you. What is our little princess complaining of?
Your Majesty, Crown Prince.
What's the matter?
There is a man who wants to enter the palace, Your Majesty.
A man? What do you mean by that? Do we allow common people to enter the palace?
He says he's a doctor.
A doctor? What does he want?
Perhaps he wants to submit a request to become one of the doctors of the palace. The palace's doctors who are incapable of treating the Sultan. I find it rather odd that he's very young, Your Majesty.
That's unusual.
I hope that what I'm thinking of isn't true.
Order them to let him in, and summon the doctors, who are present, here at once.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
I've warned them from spreading the news of the Sultan's illness. But it seems that the news has already been leaked.
Did you send for us, Your Majesty, Prince Masur?
Yes, I was told that there is a young doctor waiting outside. He wants to enter the palace. I wonder what a young doctor wants from the Sultan's palace. And what would make him come here, except for one reason?
What is it, Your Majesty?
He knows about the Sultan's illness. And he came to seek fame. I told you that such a behavior would make the Crown Prince angry. So it is just as I expected.
But he's a clever doctor, Your Majesty. He's a Benzina. You must have heard of him before.
Perhaps his name has been mentioned before me once or twice, but this isn't an excuse to let him know about the Sultan's illness.
Dr. Benzina is here, Your Majesty.
Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
If it hadn't been for the failure of these doctors to treat my father, and if they hadn't told me about your skills, I would have dealt with you in a different way. Can you heal the Sultan?
Allah is the only one who heals people, Prince.
Okay, I pray to Allah to cure the Sultan through you. Or else.
Can you take me to where the Sultan is?
Come with us. Come. Wait. I don't want this news to be leaked outside the palace. If anyone else knows about it, I'll put the blame on you. Do you understand?
I'm a doctor, Your Majesty. Confidentiality of my patients is part of my job, regardless their positions. I'm also good at keeping secrets, including your secret.
What secret?
Maybe you are genuinely concerned about your father, and you hope for his recovery. But as a crown prince, you see his illness as an opportunity for you to take the chair, and this makes you behave erratically.
How dare you!
I'm just assuring you that I'm not a telltale, nor do I reveal secrets. And I'm also good in diagnosis. Excuse me. I'm going now. It seems that he is truly skillful.
Benzina examined Sultan. No Al-Samani.
And he prescribed some herbs and drugs for him. After a period of treatment, the Sultan regained his health. And he recovered. He decided to reward this young man with what he deserves.
How clever you are, Benzina!
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Name whatever you want, and I'll be generous with you.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. What could I wish more than the recovery of one of my patients?
Alhamdulillah.
Do you know? I've inquired about you, and I know your love for knowledge and reading.
That's true, Your Majesty. All right. I just happen to know the best reward for you. Come with me.
Do you know what's behind this door, Benzina? How would I know, Your Majesty? I've never been to the palace before. When I came, I only visited your room to follow up on your disease.
All right. I think you'll find something to your liking behind this door. Open the door, doorman!
Oh, Allah! What are all these books? It's a library, Benzino. I love knowledge and scientists. And I think that you deserve to have all of these books at your command. Allow Benzina to enter whenever he comes. And treat him as if he's one of my sons. That's such a great honor, Your Majesty. You deserve it, Benzina. Alhamdulillah for your recovery, Father. Thank you, Mansur. And thank you for bringing this clever young doctor to me. He's a pride for Bukhara. Thank you, Abensina, for treating my father and for keeping my secret, and for pointing out the mistake that I was about to make. Thank you for your extreme generosity. This is one of the happiest days of my life. For Abensina, that was the real treasure. A treasure that he has always been earnestly and diligently looking for. The treasure of knowledge.